Blog Talk Radio.
Miracles when you move, such an easy thing for you to do.
Until the conference begins,
your hand is moving right now. Still showing up at the tomb of every Lazarus. Your voice is calling me out, and right now I know you're able, and my
throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus,
Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name on tonight. Lord, we just want to ask that your Holy Spirit move in a mighty way on tonight. And Lord, we thank you in advance for everything you're about to say, everything you're about to do. Lord, for the soul and the spirit that's about to be touched tonight, we glorify you for it and we thank you for it on tonight. And Lord, we want you to know we love you. Lord, we want to bind and rebuke and cast away any work of the enemy. We command the enemy to right now to bow down and leave. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for the power, hallelujah, to control these spirits, Lord. Hallelujah. And we just want to glorify you on tonight. We want to love on you on tonight. Lord, whatever answers that we have, whatever questions we have, we seek answers from you tonight, Lord. So our minds are open and our hearts are receptive and we are ready to receive what you have for us on tonight. And Lord, we just want to thank you and we want to glorify you. And Lord, we love you. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. On tonight. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. Praise God. Everybody that's called in, tuned in. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. We thank God for each and every person that's called in and tuned in tonight. I'm your host and your speaker on tonight, Elder Andre Prevost Sr. Amen. We thank God. Hallelujah for each and every last one of you on tonight. Praise God. Tonight's title, hallelujah, that we're going to go with tonight is What About Your Friends? Praise God. Hallelujah. What about your friends? Praise God. Hallelujah. Back in the day when I was growing up, there was this group called TLC. Some of y'all youngsters might know it from the docuseries that came out not too long ago. Hallelujah. Amen. But I grew up listening to TLC, praise God, hallelujah, and TLC had a song that came out, praise God, and this song that came out, amen, basically questioned the loyalty of your friends. Praise God, hallelujah, what about your friends? And we've all been in situations, amen, where our friends, praise God, have let us down, hallelujah. Praise God, when our friends wasn't there for us when we needed them to be and we felt like they should have been. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But it depends on what side of the line you walk in, what side of the fence you on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because if you, amen, are walking on the side of faith, praise God, you are to believe. Hallelujah, amen, that all things, like the Bible says, all things are working together for the good of those that love God. Now, all things are not working together for the good of God. We want to point out what the scripture is telling us, what the Lord is trying to reveal to us through the writer of this particular scripture. He's saying, amen, all things that are happening to you are working out for the betterment of you. If you walk in on the Lord's side, praise God, hallelujah. See, we tend to try to take the faith principles of God. See, there are two sets of principles of God. They're the principles of God, which is the law of relativity, the law of gravity, the law of give and receive. What the Buddhists and the people that are in touch with the universe use. Hallelujah. Those are the principles of God. Hallelujah. Amen. But then we have the faith principles of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And in the faith principles, praise God, we trust, amen, that even if it seemed like it didn't work, hallelujah, even if it seemed like it didn't happen the way it was supposed to, I'm saying the word it seemed like, hallelujah, it didn't happen the way it was supposed to, that we have faith, hallelujah, that even though the situation ain't working out the way we planned it to, that it's working out for our good. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everything. Now, it didn't say that everything that we went through was going to feel good. Hallelujah. It didn't say that. It said all things are working together for my good because I love God and I'm called according to his purpose, but everything I go through ain't going to feel good, although it's for my good. Hallelujah. For example, when we were growing up, a lot of things we went through growing up, hallelujah, amen, were not good for us. It didn't feel good. A lot of us grew up in dysfunctional homes. Praise God, hallelujah. But some of you, hallelujah, took that dysfunction that you grew up in and you used it as a tool, hallelujah, to get up out of dysfunction. Praise God, if it would not have been for the dysfunction that you were in, hallelujah, amen, you would not know how good it felt to be the person that you are today. It would not have molded you and shaped you into who you are today if you not have not went through that bad experience. Glory to God, the thing that happened to you as a child that you don't talk about with nobody, that you don't share with nobody but God, hallelujah, but that's the reason why you help little children. That's why you're a teacher. That's why you're a Sunday school teacher, hallelujah, amen. That's why you're a daycare worker, because you want to look out for the well-being of these kids because of what happened to you. And because of what happened to you, hallelujah, that has not happened to other children because you were there to look out for them, hallelujah, amen. It wouldn't not made you aware of the person that you are today, you would not be aware of the things that go on, hallelujah, if it had not happened to you. Praise God. So our perspective on how we look at the thing is the big thing. Hallelujah. Amen. Now I'm not saying you're gonna be able to look at it like this while you're going through it. Hallelujah. You might want to put that verse on your refrigerator. Hallelujah. Praise God, and just leave it up there. This is not a verse you want to switch out and change. It's got to be up there on every month of the calendar. Hallelujah. Because something's going to happen. Praise God. It ain't going to feel good to you. And you're going to have to remind yourself that even though it's not feeling good to me, hallelujah, it's working for the betterment of my good. Hallelujah. If it would not be for this happening, praise God, amen, something else is going to happen out of this. Praise God. How do you think a seed feels? We're going to get to a scripture. But how do you think a seed feels? Praise God, when we put it in the ground, it feels like it's being buried. Praise God, if you were a seed, you would feel like you're being buried. Hallelujah, but you got to be buried, amen, in order to grow. Hallelujah, amen. See, a lot of times we get buried in the stuff that we don't like. Hallelujah. But if it had not been for the things that were piled on top of us, what we like to call, hallelujah, that chip that's on our shoulder. If it had not been for that chip on our shoulder, we wouldn't be the people who we are today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not a perfect father. I'm not by any means. I'm not there for my kids the way I should be, but because I did not have a father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm in my children's lives and refuse to leave out of their lives. Hallelujah. I'm not saying I call every day. Hallelujah. But I'm there because nobody calls. Hallelujah. I didn't know nobody. Praise God. So I want to make sure my children know they got a father. Hallelujah. Maybe I spoil them too much when I'm with them because of that. Praise God. Hallelujah. But there's a reason why I am who I am. Praise God. So I got to thank God for that, or I might not even care right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. But because I went through that, hallelujah, I am who I am. So we have to remember that all things are working together for the good of those that love God. Hallelujah, amen, and are called according to his purpose. Praise God. Now tonight, amen, we talking about, amen, let's start out with forgiveness. We're going to really be talking about forgiveness. Hallelujah. Praise God. And forgiveness is important when you're walking with God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because forgiveness, amen, means that I have to forgive what this person did because some kind of way, hallelujah, amen, some kind of weird way, I want to use the word weird, some kind of weird way, whatever this incident that just happened that hurt me, hallelujah, is somehow working for my good. Hallelujah. It is somehow, praise God, in God's will. Hallelujah. These things are hard to comprehend. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That the fact that the person I was with did this to me. Hallelujah. Amen. But it also made me this person for a reason. Praise God. I would not be who I am if that person had not done that. That person, if I wouldn't have been bullied in school. Praise God. For some reason, amen, it was in God's will for this to happen. Praise God. Let's use David for an example. When David was watching the sheep, he had to fight off the lions. He had to fight off the bears. He said he had to go take his sheep out of the predator's mouth. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's a grinding experience, a gruesome experience for a young child to experience, hallelujah, at an early age, trying to watch his daddy's sheep. But if it had not been for this experience, he would not be prepared for the experience he had with Goliath. It would not have made him tough. Hallelujah. It would not have made him hard. Praise God. It would not have made him fearless. Praise God. So he had to encounter the bear. He had to encounter, hallelujah, amen, the lion. Praise God. He had to go through them, hallelujah, in order to prepare him, praise God, for Goliath. A lot of us got bullied and picked on as children. Glory to God. So God could prepare us for this cold, cruel world that we living in today. Hallelujah. Praise God. If it had not been for your experiences as a youth, you would not be prepared for the things that God, that the enemy and the world, just life in general, throws at you on a daily basis. That's why you were picked on a daily basis. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why? Hallelujah. So, amen, you would be prepared for what's going on right now. Hallelujah. How else could you put up with the ridicule? Hallelujah. See, whenever you want to be successful, whenever you want to succeed, you got to be ready for people to talk about you. Praise God. If you don't want nobody to talk about you, don't be successful. If you don't want nobody to talk about your marriage, don't get married. Hallelujah. If you don't want nobody to talk about your clothes, hallelujah, don't buy none. Hallelujah. Just walk out of your drawers and they're going to talk about those. Hallelujah. In other words, whatever you do, somebody going to have something to say. And the more you do, the more they're going to have something to say. Hallelujah. So whatever experience you experienced as a child or growing up, hallelujah, amen, toughens you up to deal with what you got to deal with as a successful adult. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You couldn't deal with people talking about your husband until you could first deal with somebody talking about your mama. Hallelujah. Praise God. You couldn't deal with somebody, amen, talking about your children until you could deal with somebody talking about your dead daddy. Glory to God. See, all those experiences you went through in school, hallelujah, amen, they made you tough to deal with whatever you got to go through today. Hallelujah. The stuff they talk about you behind your back at the job, that was all, hallelujah, amen, so you would be, praise God, that was all already prepared for you. You always were ready for whatever they had to say. Glory to God, because God prepared you for it in your youth. Hallelujah. In your youth, you were prepared. God made you ready for whatever that you're going through, hallelujah, right now. Praise God. That's why you're so tough and you can deal with it. That's why you look at other people and you see them falling apart and you act like that's nothing. Hallelujah. You mean to tell me that's breaking you down? That's nothing. Glory to God. I've been through worse. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So God prepared you at an early age. So all that was working together, hallelujah, for your good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Tonight we talking about what about, hallelujah, your friends. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God on tonight. And we all, like I was saying, amen, we always expect our friends, especially our closest friends, hallelujah, amen, to be there. Praise God when we need them.
Praise God. Hallelujah. But it seems like when we need them the most, praise God, is when they can't be found. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is when it's hard, amen, to find them, praise God, when you need them. Even though you were there for them, praise God, every time you needed them, they needed you, you were there. Praise God. But the one time, hallelujah, you needed their assistance, praise God, they wasn't there, amen, for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go to some scripture. Let's go to Matthew, amen. I believe it's chapter 26 on tonight. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 We're going to start at verse number 36, praise God. Matthew chapter 26, beginning at verse 36. I'm reading out of the King James Version. Hallelujah. Now, this is after they've taken the Lord's Supper. You know, he took the bread, passed around. He took the wine, passed around. They ate, they drank. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now the time is at hand, and it says, then Jesus cometh with them, the them of the disciples, unto a place called Gethsemane, and said unto them, disciples, sit here ye while I go pray yonder. And took he with him Peter and two of the sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. And then said unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry here with me and watch with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face and praying, saying, O Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Glory to God. So what is Jesus saying? What just happened? Jesus said, look, y'all, I'm going through something right now. My soul is real heavy. See, Jesus knew in advance what's about to happen to him. And if any of you want to really get an understanding of what happened to him, I encourage you to just, if you would, just Google on YouTube the crucifixion scene in the Passion of Christ. That's the most accurate depiction of what happened to Jesus. What one person said that when they were through beating Jesus, before he ever got through to the cross, the only thing that was on Jesus was the blood of Jesus. They had beat the skin off the man. Glory to God. And he knew that he was about to have to experience this. Hallelujah, amen. So now we're not looking at the God side of Jesus. We got to understand, God, Jesus was God and man. Hallelujah, praise God. And he operated under the man, amen, anointed with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Hallelujah. He never operated as God. Hallelujah. He operated as a man with the Holy Ghost. Praise God, knowing who he is. Hallelujah. And knowing what he has to go through. Amen. Knowing the pain he is feeling, he's asking three disciples. It's important that you understand that these three disciples, hallelujah, amen, Peter, James, hallelujah, and John, the two sons of Zebedee and Peter, praise God, were the three disciples that he took everywhere. These were the first three disciples that he called, amen, to follow him. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. The first three disciples. Praise God. Hallelujah. These are the same three disciples that were with him on the top of the Mount of Transfiguration. They got to see him transfigure, hallelujah, into spirit. Praise God. And got to see him talk with Moses and Elijah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. These three got to be there for all the good moments. The other nine didn't get to see that. Praise God. Hallelujah. The other nine wasn't there. But he chose these three. These three, hallelujah, were argued about which one of us is the closest. Praise God to Jesus. Which one of us is his best friend? John even wrote, hallelujah, amen. He described himself as the disciple whom Jesus loved, referring to himself. Glory to God. Peter, amen, said, I'm the closest because he called me the rock. Praise God. And James said, well, I'm John's brother, so I just automatically get a spot. Praise God. His mother, they mother, hallelujah, the wife of Zebedee, went to Jesus and said, when will my children get a spot on the left and the right? Hallelujah. This is how close they was to Jesus. So Jesus said, I want you three, the ones that's been closest to me throughout this whole thing, all I want y'all to do is watch me pray. Hallelujah, that's it. Watch me pray. But I want you to understand, Jesus is praying that what's about to happen don't happen. Y'all ain't, hallelujah. See, we always want to say Jesus went, you know, proudly to Calvary. But can we be real tonight? Praise God. The Bible tells me that he said, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. So watch this. It wasn't in Jesus' will. Oh, y'all ain't. Hallelujah. See, all the time our will don't match up with God's will. We go along with God's will. Hallelujah. His will was to let the bitter cup pass. I don't want to do this. Point blank. Hallelujah. Point blank. Let's put it out there. Jesus said, I don't want to do this. Praise God. Hallelujah. A lot of times God put us in situations, I don't want to do this. But we got to have the attitude of God. This is not my will, Lord. I don't will for this to happen to me. I don't want to go through no pain. Can we be real? We always say, God, I'm proud to do whatever you want me to do. I'll go where you want me to go. Hallelujah, amen. Yeah, we'll go preach. We'll go sing. We'll go give out food. We'll go pass out money. We'll go pay some rent if we got the money to do all that. Praise God. But we don't want to suffer. I'll do all that other stuff. I'm down with the miracles. I'll heal some people, heal some blind eyes. You give me the power to do it, I'll do it. I'll go out here and cast out demons for you, Jesus. I'll do it all. Hallelujah. But I don't want to suffer. That's not in my will. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's in your will, Lord. Hallelujah. So, but nevertheless, not my will. See, that's where we got to get to. Hallelujah. Nevertheless, even though I don't want to do it, hallelujah, you have been sitting in church and the pastor say, I need a donation of such and such amount, praise God, and you hear a voice in your head say, you can give that. Oh, y'all ain't going to praise God because a lot of us ignore that voice. Yeah, I could give it, but I ain't. You told the Lord straight up, I could. You sure right, Lord. I sure could give it. But they ain't getting that today. They getting what I was going to give them, this 20. That's all they getting. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You ever been driving and seen somebody on the side of the road with their hood up? You could stop and help them. I could. Praise God. But that don't mean I want to. I'll be late if I stop and help them out. I'll be losing then. Hallelujah. A lot of times what God asks us to do, we don't do. Praise God. A lot of times God will tell us to give to somebody, hallelujah, and we won't give to. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We have to be aware, amen. Praise God. A lot of times, amen, God's will ain't necessarily our will, but nevertheless, your will be done, Lord. Hallelujah. Not mine. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is one reason, praise God. Hallelujah. Why,
I got a life.
Hallelujah. So, amen. Verse 40, let's go back to the scripture. Verse 40, and he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep and said unto Peter, what? Could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Hallelujah. Now, every time you've seen the movie, he said it nice. He should say it kind of sweet. Could you not watch with me 1 hour? That ain't hot. Now, you know how you would have, you mean to tell me y'all over here asleep? You mean you couldn't watch with your boy for 1 hour? For 1 hour. Hallelujah. That's all I asked you to do was watch out for me 1 hour. You don't know what's about to happen. See, I know what's about to happen. Y'all, I just told y'all that people, they're going to roll up in any minute. I already told you what you going to do. I told y'all was going to file away. Y'all not paying attention. Why, how could y'all be sleeping at a time like this? I'm scared. Do you not realize I'm scared? Oh, yeah, Jesus was scared. Jesus did not want to go to this cross. Praise God. So now he getting on them. You mean to tell me you sleep? Now, then I start to think, wait a minute, if that was me, the only reason why I want you watching out for me, in case they coming, we can go ahead and get out of here. Okay? Just in case God give me the word. Because they coming at any moment. So I need y'all to watch in case they come. Hallelujah. So we can get up out of here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 41, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. In other words, I want to do what God is asking me to do. Praise God, but you got to understand, Jesus was a carpenter. He built stuff with his hands. He worked with hammers and nails. Praise God. He done hit his thumb one or two times. He done stubbed his toe. Hallelujah. Praise God. As a God to feel pain as a human. Praise. If it hurt that much for me to just to hit my thumb. Hallelujah. He might have tripped and fell one time and was like, oh, that kind of hurt. I praise God. Hallelujah. He might have been disobedient as a child. Did something wrong. He might have got a whooping and was like, oh, that kind of hurt. Praise God. Hallelujah. The pain that he was about to go through. He said, my spirit is willing, but my flesh don't want to go through this. I'm going to be real about it. That's what he was telling them. He's sharing an intimate moment with these three men that the other ones did not get to share with him. And he said, maybe you don't understand. I told you before that I'm feeling a certain kind of way. That's why I asked you to watch with me. Let me go a little deeper. Let me go a little deeper with you. Say, hallelujah, my flesh is weak when it comes to this, y'all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know, look, the Lord said, I know how it feels. When you on assignment and you got to do something that you don't feel like doing because you know how it's going to feel, hallelujah, when you do it. Praise God. You can say, amen. You can say, hey, I'm glad. I'm good with people not liking me. I'm good. Hallelujah, amen, being an ace. I'm good being all on my own, number one. I don't care about folks talking about me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But when it starts happening, praise God. Hallelujah. See, and then we got to realize this is about more than just ourselves. Praise God. Like, I don't care. Hallelujah. And that's how I feel at the moment about you talking about me, going in on me. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I found out my children care. Hallelujah. Amen. And they have to witness trolls. Hallelujah. Amen. Talking about their father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they don't like it. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, it get deeper, amen, praise God, because you may not care, but when other people care, that makes you care. Praise God. Hallelujah. That makes you get back into how you feel. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you were them, praise God. Hallelujah. So Jesus is going through this right now. All these human emotions and human thoughts are going through his head. Praise God. Hallelujah. So he asked them again, you know, watch and pray.
Watch. Y'all watch. Okay, stay woke, and this time pray. Pray that you stay woke and that you don't fall in the temptation of falling asleep, because them people coming. Praise God. You ever had somebody they play and look out for you when you was in the streets? Hallelujah. You said, hey, man, you got to stay woke. You got to watch out, them people coming. Praise God. And if them people sneak up on us, hallelujah, I don't want them sneaking up on us. I want to be ready. Hallelujah, when they come. Praise God, hallelujah. But everything, watch this, hallelujah, ain't in God's will. Watch this, hallelujah. So in verse 22 it says, he went away again the second time and prayed, saying, oh, Father, if this cup, hallelujah, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, if this cup don't pass unless I drink it, let your will be done, Lord. Hallelujah, but he still sneak asking, Lord, I need this, you know. Hallelujah, praise God. I need this to go away. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then he came and found them sleep again. Praise God, and their eyes were heavy. Praise God, and he left them and went away again and prayed a third time. So after the second time, what's the use? Y'all ain't, praise God. Sometimes you get tired. You feel like I shouldn't have to ask you more than once. I have been there for you. Hallelujah. Every time that I needed you were there. Hallelujah. Praise God. I mean, I was there for you. I was there for you. I took you, and you got to see me transfigurize. I guess that's the word. It's not, I just made it up. Hallelujah, amen. You were the first ones I called. Y'all witnessed me get all this fish on the boat. Praise God. Y'all witnessed me feeding the 5,000 and the 4,000, not counting the women and children. Y'all witnessed me walk on water and calm the storms. Y'all have seen me heal the blind, raise the dead. Hallelujah. I allowed y'all to witness all of these things, and y'all have been privy to see things that the other nine have not been privy to see. Y'all are my closest friends. Hallelujah. And here y'all are asleep. Sometimes we got to say, hey, man, I can't count on my friends in this moment. Glory to God. What about them? Hallelujah. They should be there. In our minds, they should be there, praise God, hallelujah, to keep me from going through what I'm about to go through. The people that have been in my life all this time, that I had them in my life. I made them a priority in my life. They should be there for me now. But what if it's not in God's will? Hallelujah. Praise God. What if they would have saw him coming and said, let's go and get out of here. Come on, Jesus, let's go. They're coming. Hallelujah. Praise God. What if it was meant for them to go to sleep and for Jesus to say, you know what? Hallelujah. I just got to go at this thing on my own. Hallelujah. Because they ain't going to be there for me. Sometimes the people that you expect to be there for you ain't going to be there for you, and you have to accept it's not really their fault. That's why it comes back to forgiveness, because if it's in God's will, hallelujah, you got to forgive them for this one incident, because this ain't a routine thing. Hallelujah. This ain't something that they trying to do. Praise God. They were tired. They were sleeping. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. They tried to watch. Glory to God. One scripture said they observed him for a second, and it looked like he was, hallelujah, in fear. And it looked like he was sweating drops of blood. Praise God. But they went to sleep anyway, and Jesus said, let it be. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sometimes you look at people and you say, I have got to move forward. Hallelujah, amen, regardless of the people that are around me, the people that won't help me, hallelujah, the people I was there for, but now for some reason they can't be there for me, glory to God, I have to go, hallelujah, I got to move forward,
Praise God. Hallelujah. Because if I don't move forward, hallelujah, I will stay stagnant where I am. See, if all things work together for my good, the more I'm about to go through, the bigger the blessing I'm about to receive. Hallelujah. Praise God. The bigger the blessing I'm about to receive. That's the only reason why the enemy would be trying to come at me so hard right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the only reason why I would be battling right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the only reason why I'd be scared right now. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it says, amen. He left them and went again and prayed a third time, saying the same words. Hallelujah. Then cometh to the disciples and stand up for them. Sleep on now. Take your rest. Hallelujah. Behold, the hour is at hand. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Glory to God. I got to say, the Lord was being a little shady right there. Hallelujah. Y'all going to sleep now. It's too late now. Hallelujah. Whatever was going to happen is happening. Praise God. So you might as well go on and get your rest. Hallelujah. He was being sarcastic. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The time is at hand now. When I needed you to watch and pray, you were asleep. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now the hour's at hand. Rise and let us be going. Hallelujah. Behold, he is at hand and doth betray me. Praise God. So not only, amen, did the three fall asleep on me. Hallelujah. Amen. The man I let hold the money. Now you know. You don't let anybody hold your money. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't really want to put your money in the bank. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You hold on to that light bill money until it's time to pay that light bill. Hallelujah. Just in case something go wrong with the electronic system. You just scared, hallelujah, to let somebody else be in control of your finances like that. But Jesus trusted this man with the money. And here come the money man. Hallelujah. Here he come. Praise God. To betray Jesus, what about your friends? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. What you don't understand is that was all in God's will. Hallelujah. Some of y'all understand what I'm talking about. Some of y'all been there. Some of y'all there right now. Everybody around you betrayed you. And those that didn't betray you fell back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's read a little further. And while he yet spoke, lo, Jesus, one of the 12 came. Hallelujah. With him a great multitude with swords and staffs from the chief priests and elders of the people. And he that betrayed him gave a sign, saying, whomever I shall kiss, that shall he hold him fast. Hallelujah. The same is he. Hold him fast. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he went up and he said, the one I walk up and I get a death to it in our language. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Back then it was customary for men, much like in France, to kiss each other on the cheek, the Godfather kiss thing. Praise God. But we don't do that over here. In America, that's a little funny to us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So to put it in our terms and our language, we got death. We got that brotherly hug. Hallelujah. From our homeboy. Praise God. So he might even gave a secret handshake. Hallelujah. This is what Jesus is going through. Praise God. The three of them fell asleep. Here come the money man, and the money man got them people with him. Hallelujah. He got the Roman soldiers with him. He got the police with him, the popos. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And he done snitched. He done dropped down. He's a rat. Glory to God. The man that you hold the money was the rat. Glory to God. Some of y'all been through this. Some of y'all been living life like Jesus and ain't know it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Some of y'all have similar things happen to you, and you only trying to do the best you can. You trying to do good in life, and here come people, amen, praise God, amen, to tear you down for whatever purposes, because everybody had their reasons for what they did when we researched people. Hallelujah, praise God. But we looking on the surface. This is happening in real time. Hallelujah, this is happening to Jesus, like as we speak, hallelujah, he can't even finish talking, and here comes Judas kissing him on the cheek. Hallelujah, the one that I kissed, y'all taking, hurry up and take him. Praise God, because he got powers. He can do some things. I done seen him do some things. I'm really scared to snitch on him, but I'm going to snitch on him anyway. We always got a Sambo in the group. Hallelujah. It's always a Sambo that's willing to dime you out for a little piece of change. Hallelujah. And they can try to justify themselves for whatever reason why they did it, but they did it. Hallelujah. But the thing that we have to accept, that if God allowed it to happen, it was in his will. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you wouldn't have been betrayed, you would trust anybody. You might be dead by now if that one person had not betrayed you, or that second person, whatever person that triggered you to say, you know what, maybe I shouldn't trust as much as I do. Hallelujah. Maybe I shouldn't, hallelujah, do the thing that I do. Maybe I should be on guard more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But if that had not happened to you, would you be, hallelujah, where you are today? Praise God, if that friend had not betrayed you, hallelujah, and kissed you on the cheek and said, that's her, that's him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was a time you thought, I could trust family. Then you realized you couldn't trust family, hallelujah. So you thought you could trust friends, praise God, hallelujah. Then you realized you couldn't trust them. Praise God, because they might be talking to the family. Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you realize at some point, like Jesus, I got to do this all by myself, just me and God. Hallelujah. But whatever I got to go through is going to work out for my good. You hurting me only makes me better. Hallelujah. Praise God. Here his friends are betraying him. Joseph had his brothers, hallelujah, betray him. In the Old Testament, Joseph, glory to God, the first governor of Egypt, glory to God, was a Hebrew. Hallelujah. Named Joseph. He's only the governor because his brothers threw him into a pit. Hallelujah. From that pit, he got sold into slavery. Hallelujah. But then something happened. Amen. And he got put in jail in the prison. But then something else happened in some kind of miraculous way. He got put in the palace on the throne. Glory to God, hallelujah. And he had to forgive his brothers because if it had not been for the harm that they tried to do. Hallelujah. See, what the devil means for evil, God means for good. See, the only reason why you gonna get the promotion. I don't know who this is. You going to get the promotion because somebody hating on you. And because they hating on you, hallelujah, amen, what's going to happen is the boss is going to start watching you. You ain't even going to know the boss watching you, but the boss is watching you. Why is the boss watching you? Because somebody hated on you. Unbeknownst to them, what the hater did was put the boss's eye on you. Hallelujah. Now when the boss see what a good job you are doing, hallelujah, you are about to excel, hallelujah, amen, at the job. And they're going to wonder, how did that happen when I tried to, hey, I'm going to do it. They're going to do everything they can to try to bring you down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But once God, amen, has already said a thing, it is so. Praise God, hallelujah. And what the enemy means for evil, God meant for good. Hallelujah. If it had not been for them, for him betraying, Hallelujah, him. Praise God, handed into the hands of the enemy, beaten down, hallelujah, into a bloody pulp, shoulder dislocated, eye out of the socket, hallelujah, blood streaming from his head, where it's all in his eyes where he can't even see, strung up, butt naked on the cross. Praise God, humiliated. See, a lot of us don't want to go through humiliation. Praise God. Even though the humiliation, what they saying ain't true. Praise God, hallelujah. What they saying ain't true, but it's still, they dragging your name. They drug Jesus' name. See, him dragging that cross, hallelujah, praise God, is a representative of them dragging his name. They dragging your name, saying all kinds of things about you. Hallelujah. Amen. Got people shouting, crucify him. The same people that were just shouting, Hosanna. Hallelujah. Has anybody ever realized that on Sunday they were shouting Hosanna, praise God to Jesus, riding in town on a donkey. But by Thursday they were shouting crucify him because the haters, hallelujah, amen, began to shout crucify him. And everybody loves to go along with the crowd. Nobody wants to be independent and single-minded, even though we know this man can work miracles and we done seen him do it. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, we gonna twist his words up and lie, praise God, and humiliate him. They humiliated and lied on him. What he said was, if you tear the temple down, I will build it back up in 3 days. First talking about his body, not the building. Praise God. They flip it and say he said that he was going to tear the temple down. Glory to God. You got to understand what the words you're going to say are going to be misconstrued. There's no way you can straighten this stuff out. But it's in God's will. See, the Bible says after we suffered for a little while. The problem is we don't want to suffer for that little while. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't want to suffer for that little while. Praise God. We want immediate blessing. Hallelujah. We want minimal suffering, minimal to no suffering. We don't want to be, amen, backstabbed. We don't want to be hurt. That's why some of us won't let nobody in because we scared. Hallelujah. They're going to hurt us. They're going to tell our business. But if God allows it, we have to understand that it's in his will. And whatever they are going to do is only going to make you stronger. Hallelujah. It's only going to make you better. Hallelujah. Praise God. So what about your friends? What about your family? No, they wasn't there. Hallelujah. When you felt like they needed them to be. Hallelujah. Praise God. And some of us are still, hallelujah, angry about it. Amen. Not understanding that we are who we are because of what happened to us. Hallelujah. Some of us, if we could take this negative and use it, hallelujah, as a positive. If something happened to me as a child, I'm going to make sure it don't happen to nobody else's child. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If I was raised without a father, I'm going to make sure my kids, hallelujah, know who their father is and I'm in some way, shape, form, or fashion in their life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I see, amen, how my daddy treated my mama, so I'm going to make sure, amen, that I don't treat, hallelujah, the future mother of my children the way he treated her. I see what my mama did behind my daddy's back, hallelujah, and I'm going to make sure I'm not going to do those things that mama did. Hallelujah. I'm going to take all these negative things that happen in my life, hallelujah, and turn them into positive things, and I'm going to reverse these generational curses, hallelujah, that have been plaguing my family for years. It stops here. Praise God. It stops here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I will no longer allow these things to affect, hallelujah, how I move forward. I won't let them be a dark cloud. I will let them be the silver lining. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So what about Hallelujah. That those friends. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, what if they wasn't there, praise God, when you felt like you needed them to be? Hallelujah. Praise God. But what if it was all, hallelujah, in God's will? Hallelujah. Praise God. If we're walking by faith, we have to believe that it is. If we're walking in obedience, we have to believe, hallelujah, that it is. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Hallelujah. And the word of God says, praise God, we will suffer, hallelujah, tribulations. We will suffer for a little while. Praise God. Hallelujah. And him getting beaten, him going to the cross, him being crucified is a representation of the suffering, hallelujah, that we have to go through as men and women of God, hallelujah. But at the end of that suffering, hallelujah, the Bible says that on the third day, hallelujah, that he rose with not some power, hallelujah, not a lot of power. Not most of the power, but he rose with all power of heaven and earth in his hands. Glory to God. So you have to understand today that after the suffering comes the power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of us cannot achieve the power because we keep trying to avoid the suffering. Glory to God. And until we can embrace the fact, see, Jesus had to embrace this fact. That's why he let him go ahead and sleep. Hallelujah. I got to embrace this fact. Hallelujah. That unless I go through this, hallelujah, unless I allow my will to line up with God's will, I will not get the power in which I desire. Remember from the beginning, hallelujah, the devil offered him power. He said, if you bow down to me, I will give you all the kingdoms that you see before you. Hallelujah. But God, Jesus is saying, I want to achieve this power, but I want to do it God's way, not the devil's way. So he refused to bow down. So now in order to achieve that power, he has to go through this period of suffering. Hallelujah. 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 And once the suffering has ended, the Bible says when he rose, hallelujah, Mary Magdalene looked at him and said, what have you done with Jesus? Why? Because he didn't look like the person they left. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. See, everybody's going to remember how you looked when you were suffering. Everybody's going to remember how you looked like when you were hurting, when you were in depression. Hallelujah. Amen. When you were down in the dumps, when you just wasn't feeling right. Everybody's going to remember, hallelujah, how you looked. You looked all down. Glory to God. You wasn't doing nothing with your hair. You barely even smell like you ain't took a bath. Glory to God. But when they see, the next time they see you, you're going to be unrecognizable. Hallelujah. Because you ain't going to look nothing like the way they left you. Hallelujah. Amen. Your friends ain't going to recognize you. Hallelujah. Because they are going to expect to see the same people, the same person that they saw last time. But now that you have suffered for a little while, hallelujah, see, when you allow the suffering, you allow God to elevate you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When Jesus, amen, praise God, succumbed, amen, to the will of God, to the will of the Father, and went through with the suffering, went through with the betrayal. Imagine having your best friend look at you and say, I don't know who that is. That's what Jesus had to go through. Jesus had to look at his best friend. They were face to face, the word of God says. Hallelujah. When Peter said, no, I don't know it. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus already, see, it's one thing to know that it's going to happen. I tried to explain this a while back to my wife. I said, I knew it was going to happen. She said, how can you react when you know this is going to happen? Because it's one thing to know it's going to happen, but when it actually happened, It's a different feeling when it actually happened. Imagine being eye to eye with your best friend and your best friend say, I do not know her. What, don't y'all be hanging out there? I don't know her. I thought I seen y'all both at the same hair salon. No, no, I don't even get my hair done on that side of town. I don't hang out with her. I don't know no Keisha. I don't know her. But the Bible said he cussed. Doggone MF, didn't I tell you? I don't know that SOB. How many times I got to tell you? You going all out to make sure these people know that you don't know the person that you know. Lord have mercy. The person that called you to rock. The person that had you on the Mount of Transfiguration. The person that asked you to watch and pray. The first person that you called. Hallelujah, to be a disciple. And here you is saying you don't know me. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Your heart sinks in your chest when you are betrayed by somebody you felt like would never betray you. Hallelujah. But here Jesus is going through all this mess. Where everybody else said, they're gone. Ain't nobody but his mama, man, Magdalene and James following him, John following him around. His brother, glory to God. Hallelujah, amen. When they saw Peter and they questioned Peter, Peter fell away. I done got too close. I got to go. Hallelujah. And everybody else in some room hiding. Hallelujah, because they scared. Praise God. They scared that the same thing that happened to Jesus gonna happen, hallelujah, to them. Praise God. And that's what's going on with a lot of us, like Kanye. A lot of them won't say nothing up there that's rich because they scared the same thing that happened to Kanye gonna happen to them. Hallelujah. A lot of y'all going through stuff and you wonder why your friends fell away because they scared that the same thing that happened to you gonna happen to them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But guess what? God made you for this. Hallelujah. He built you for this. They not built for what you built for. Glory to God. He prepared you for this. Hallelujah. Amen. And after you get through with the people falling away and the people stabbing you in the back, do you not know that when they came, when the people came, praise God, hallelujah, to arrest Jesus, one of the disciples cut off, amen, the high priest's ear. Hallelujah. And Jesus calmed the whole fight down and put the man's ear back on the side of his head. And they still took him to jail. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And was guilty of nothing. What had he done? Praise. Some of y'all feel like, what did I do? I didn't do nothing. Hallelujah. Praise God. But yet people are mad at me. They crucified me. Hallelujah. They coming at me. Hallelujah. Like I did something wrong. And all I ever tried to do was do right. Hallelujah. Jesus say, I know how you feel. I've been there. But if you just suffer a little while longer. Wait, he say, if you allow this to happen. See, some of us are fighting the process. Glory to God. Some of us are fighting the process. Some of us are not allowing, hallelujah, amen, our flesh to die. Remember, the flesh is weak, but we are not allowing the pain. Hallelujah, we're doing everything to dodge the pain, and we're not, amen, stopping the process. We're just prolonging the process. Hallelujah. We just stretching this thing out, which is stretching out the suffering. Hallelujah. That's why some of us don't get it till we old. Because we've been fighting the struggle. We've been fighting the suffering process for so long. We finally give up and let go and let God. And let the suffering process run its course. And then all of a sudden we know, that's when you hear them old people say, if I knew then, hallelujah, what I knew now. You would have knew it then if you would allow the process. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody's marriage can't heal because you won't allow the process. Your relationship, it won't heal because you won't allow it to heal. Praise God. Hallelujah. You keep fighting the process, the Lord says. But when you allow this process, as Jesus did, he said, I got the power of heaven and earth in my hands. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the best thing about it, watch this. Hallelujah. Jesus, amen, according to the word, was alive. Hallelujah. They were still talking about it. Hallelujah. They were still looking for it. Praise God, but they couldn't find it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And what they were saying about him was not affecting him. Nothing, now that he allowed the process, nothing they did could affect him. You only being affected continuously, hallelujah, by the enemy's efforts because you won't allow the process to run its course. Glory to God. But when you allow the process to run its course, nothing they say can hurt you. Don't you realize these superstars, these mega millionaire, billionaire people see everything we say about them? Hallelujah. They read the blogs and they hear all the gossip and they see the new TMZ shows, all the gossip going on. You think they care? They have reached a point. They don't get me wrong. At the beginning, they probably, you know, was a little sore. Glory to God. But they had to let the process work its course. And once that process worked its course, now you can't say nothing about these people that have hurt their feelings. Praise God. Especially when you begin to realize the people that have been persecuting you. Hallelujah. The people that have been talking about you are living fake lives themselves. Their marriage ain't happy. They ain't happy at their job. They in debt because of their car in the driveway and the house that the lot's sitting on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. They buy all them designer clothes on credit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some of them got sponsors. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You see these rappers and stuff with all these jewelry. Some jewelry man gave them that to wear and say, I got it from them. Hallelujah. They don't own this stuff. They written cars. Cars you trying to give your money up to buy. Hallelujah. Praise God. So why, hallelujah, when you see, once you allow this process to run its course, you learn these things. Hallelujah. And when you learn these things, amen, that's when you don't allow what they do to affect you. That's when you can say stuff like, I'm in the world, but I'm not of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So as we get ready to close the night, hallelujah, amen, what if it's in God's will? That person stabbed you in the back. That person betrayed you. That person denied you. What if it was in, hallelujah, God's will? What if you had not went through what you went through? Hallelujah. Would you be who you are today? Or are you one of those people that's not allowing the process to run its course? Hallelujah. What if you so secluded? Hallelujah, amen, and so elusive that nobody gets around you close enough to do anything, hallelujah, to you. Praise God. They don't get close enough to hurt you or love you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And God put people in our life, amen, praise God, amen, not just, amen, to help us or to be our friends or our confidants, hallelujah, amen, but also to make us stronger, amen, praise God. So when the person ain't there that you depend on, hallelujah, when your best friend ain't there, when your husband ain't there, when your parent ain't there, the person that's close to you, you ain't able to get to them. God say, hallelujah, I'm always here. Sometimes your friends can't help what God, hallelujah, is doing. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just want your friends there, hallelujah, to help you avoid, hallelujah, the process. Hallelujah. And God allows things to happen in their lives to keep it from interfering with what he has going on in your life. Hallelujah. 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 So we got to be able to go back and forgive those who have sinned against us. Hallelujah. Amen. Because I know, amen, I don't want it to be for, I believe the Lord is saying, he don't want it to be just because the Bible says if you don't forgive, he won't forgive. Praise God. God wants you to see it, hallelujah, that it's all working for your good. If this would not have happened, you would not have achieved the things that you have achieved in your life. So you got to forgive them. Hallelujah, because they didn't know what they was doing. You got to be like Jesus and forgive those. Hallelujah, they try to hurt you. They try to persecute you. And some of them ain't even trying. They just scared to go through what you going through. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's a lot of Peters out there that say, I'm not like him. I'm not going to stand up to my wife or I'm not going to stand up to my husband and go through a divorce and go through all the things I went through. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm just going to keep my mouth shut and act like I don't know what's going on. Glory to God, because they scared, hallelujah, to, hallelujah, do what you do. Hallelujah, to be led by the Spirit, amen, and to stand on your word. Hallelujah. So they'd rather, amen, not go through what you're going through because they're not realizing that what you're going through is achieving you a higher level of spirituality. Hallelujah, it's making you better mentally. Praise God, hallelujah, it's making you more stronger. It's making your faith, hallelujah, and your belief in God more stronger.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So they stay stagnant, hallelujah, in their situations because they are scared, hallelujah, because they see how hard it was for you to achieve what you've achieved. Glory to God. They don't want to go through what you went through. But I urge you today, amen, if you want to, hallelujah, excel, if you want to go from glory to glory, you're going to have to go through some hurt. You're going to have to go through some pain. You're going to have to go through some ridicule. Hallelujah. Praise God. Husbands and wives, there's going to be times it's going to feel like it's just y'all. Hallelujah. If you're single, sometimes it's going to feel like it's just you. Glory to God, but you got to march forward, hallelujah, and go through whatever these people got want to do to you. Glory to God, hallelujah, because whatever don't kill you will surely make you stronger. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. So as we close, hallelujah. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. As we close, praise God. What about your friends? Praise God. Don't stay mad at them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Maybe in that season it was in God's will. Hallelujah. For you to go through whatever you went through, and if they would have been there for you, they would have messed up the process that God got going on. So when we look back over our lives and realize these things. Hallelujah, that all things are working together for our good. Hallelujah, we can give God the praise. We can give him the glory. We can magnify him, and we can forgive those. Hallelujah, because what they thought was hurting us or what they thought was protecting themselves was actually elevating us to a higher level of spirituality in God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word on today. We thank you, Lord, that all things are working together for our good because we are called together for your purpose, Lord. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, amen, for your move in each and every one of our lives. We thank you for elevation, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for taking us from glory to glory to glory. And we want you to know we love you, Lord. We appreciate you for it tonight. We magnify you for it tonight. We love you for it tonight, Lord. And Lord, help us to take these words. Hallelujah. Help us to work these words in our life. Help us to realize that after we suffer for a little while, hallelujah, like the song say, after the pain,
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We will receive power. Hallelujah. Praise God. And at that point, no man, hallelujah, can tear us down. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. On tonight, we thank God for each and every one of you. Hallelujah. That have called in and tuned in on tonight. We want to open up the lines real quick. Hallelujah. If we have somebody on the phone lines tonight, if you have a testimony or prayer request, the phone lines are open. Hallelujah. Will there be one on tonight? Amen. When we just give God the glory, the honor, and the praise on today, we thank God for all of y'all that's called in and tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you're out there on TikTok, if you shoot me a follow on tonight, I will shoot you a follow back. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. We hope that you enjoyed the word. We hope that the word touched you in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to go ahead, amen, and close out at this time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, once again, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for being there for us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for being in your will. Hallelujah, that if we stay in your will, even the situations that don't feel good to us, hallelujah, are elevating us to a higher level with you. And Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. And we love you. And as we leave this place, but never from your presence, we simply pray that your Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. We love each and every last one of y'all. We will be back online tomorrow night. So we encourage y'all to call in tomorrow night or tune in tomorrow night. Praise God and receive a word, hallelujah, from the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And on behalf of First Lady and myself, we love each and every last, excuse me. We love each and every last one of y'all. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God. Don't forget to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. I'm going to end y'all tonight with that Forgot About Me. It's an original song. Make sure y'all go to my bio, click on the YouTube link, amen, and check out the mixtape, Black Prince of Preachers. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God. We're going to see y'all.
Yeah. They must have thought I'd stop rapping or something. Yeah.
I'm still the best rapper alive today that I passed. These rappers claim to be king, need to get off the gas. They need to slow down, pump your brakes, you're moving too fast. Because you ain't on my level and you ain't in my class. I'm still one of a kind. God broke the mold when he made me. Then he sent his son, he shed his blood to save me. Now my life don't have to end where the grave be. My game got cola, ain't none of these rappers touching me. I'm killing these tracks, I body these verses. I do it all with no negativity or cursing. Watch for the snakes cause the enemy he be lurking. I creep my grass cut so I see him coming, then I murk him. I can't be imitated, cloned or duplicated. I'm full of that word and the world can't regulate it. This that holy flow, I'm set aside from the rest of y'all. I'm standing on the word so you know your boy standing tall.
Seems like everybody
yeah.
Forgot about me,
huh?
Well,
yeah, forgot about me.
Ever,
it's false prophets on the block, so look on the lookout. And the Pharisees don't practice everything they preach about. See, I ain't perfect by a long shot, but I know who I can call on when the block get hot. You hollin' by yourself made, cut from a different grain. You wouldn't be nothing if it wasn't for the lamb that was slain. You like Lucifer, you tryna take all the fame. But no one day, we all gon' have to bow to his name. No disrespect,
But Muhammad didn't die for me. Buddha didn't rise from the grave just to make me free. Yahshua, Yahweh, I'm talking Jesus Christ. He came and made a sacrifice with his life. But you on the track trying to take all the credit. Everything you got, you gon' lose if you don't get it. This money make a preacher lose his soul if you let it. The truth being spoken, don't you ever forget it.
Yeah, I'm gonna do y'all one more.
They told me curse God and die one time.
What?
I told them they must be out they mind.
Really?
I said the devil, yeah, he is a lie. Mad at me because I ain't gonna never die.
Yeah.
See, Satan hate to see me because I look like God. Made in my father's image, yeah, I look like God.
Okay.
I'm on my Nicki Minaj because I don't want no fraud. But there's a snake in every clique, just ask the Lord. Your boy say he know you, then he'll forget your name. Deny he ever knew you or ever seen your face. And watch the money, man, I mean a man that hold the money. Because he all about the money, he doing something funny. And these preachers all about the dough and the women. I just listen to their word cause they still don't live it. Watch their bread, it's something about it, it ain't right. Study for yourself, ain't no shame to keep your game tight.
Nobody.
Yeah.
We all get caught in our own sins.
We do.
Sometimes I have to remind myself that on my worst day,
what's that?
I live like somebody on their greatest. Don't let your demons take you to hell. Introduce them to heaven.
Niggas go to college. Niggas go to jail.
Uh-huh.
Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
DC3.
Nobody wanna
Hey, I'm finna kill this track though.
The things we do.
Yeah, the things we do.
Make it through.
Yeah, just to make it through.
Nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody. Hey, listen to me.
Yeah.
Choices turned to decisions.
Uh-huh.
And we were told to do the right thing and we didn't listen.
Nah.
Ask God's forgiveness 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
Give us a second chance, we gon' do it again. Me, I fall short every day. And ask God's forgiveness every time I pray. Truth is, I probably need the most help. I'm trying to help y'all when I need help myself. Look, I'm really preaching to the man in the mirror. Every time I read the word, I see things a little clearer. With God on my side, it ain't nothing that I'm fearing. And I ain't even driving, let the Lord do the steering. It's like down, it's starting to look up to me. Men of God, y'all starting to look like frauds to me. You don't like what I'm saying, then sue me. I've been through the fire, ain't nothing that you can do me. I'm like Daniel, I ain't bowing down to nobody. See, I'm trying to serve God, and you trying to serve money. When I switched my style, God said switch it back. He gave me the world and said take control of that. It's my time now, you can't stop it, it was written. I'm trying to lace you boys up, but you keep tripping. You already leaning, but you boys keep slipping. But it don't cost nothing if you boys pay attention and listen.
Yeah.
Niggas go to jail.
Yeah, they do.
Make it into heaven.
Uh-huh.
Make it into hell.
It's all about choices and decisions.
Nobody wanna lose.
Yeah.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Just to make it through. But the truth is that nobody
wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live.
Yeah. This
decisions turn to consequences. It's what happened when we hard-headed and don't listen. You creeping with your boy, girl, and you know you're wrong, old boy. Pop that thing, see your home, now you're gone. You're on the block when it's hot and you're holding weight. You're stunting on them boys, I'm surprised when them boys hate. They drop a dime on you, set you up, get you killed. You need to watch the people that you're breaking bread with. My circle's so small, it's a straight line. Won't set me up, I ain't going down for now crime. And I ain't riding cross town with you just to make a drop. Had me on the news with you, running from the cops. My mind on lifting Jesus up to the top. Then out the blue, I'm pulling something new off the lot. Hop out of the church house, like what you talking about? It's raining blessings in my life. I'm stacking up for the drop. Death and life, choose life is what he told me. Then he took me to a place on high, and he showed me everything that he had prepared for me. There I am, staring at me, I'm on the TV. And I ain't go to college, and I stayed out of jail. Jesus paid my way to heaven, kept me out of hell. So to the highest bidder, see my soul was for sale. Will I reach my destiny? Only time will tell, but yeah. Just to make it through. Yeah. But nobody
wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live our lives.
Yeah. Consequences lead to repercussions. You reap what you sow, that's the end of discussion. I give it to you raw, I ain't sugarcoating nothing. You was capping on them boys, then they came back stunting. They was packing artillery, you ain't even know. Your boy set you up and y'all been down since 94. Man, the love of money, that's the root to it. And it don't take much, a couple dollars will do it. Watch that, you never know how that's gonna come back. Cause everything you take, somebody gonna wanna take that. Haters get hated on, and they hate it. Catch you inebriated and faded, they being shady. And that's the reason why a lot of people ain't seen me lately. They smile in my face, shake my hand, and they hate me. Man, that's the world they living in. I love y'all, though, I just want y'all to repent your sins. And if I did you wrong, forgive me, let's begin again. Life is too short, and when I die, I wanna make it in. Time is moving fast, we the ones that's moving slow. And when it's your time to go, you won't know till you go. I done some things that I ain't wanna do, and I ain't proud of what I did. I did what I had to do. Now I don't wanna lose, don't wanna fail, don't wanna die. And the day he calls my name, y'all, I wanna fly like Bob.
Yeah, yeah.
Niggas go to jail.
You see it?
Make it into heaven. Ooh, so make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose. Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
DC3.
Yeah. We gonna get the church crunk on this one. They gonna be dancing in the aisles on this one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gonna have to take your heels off of this one. Anointed truth.
Let's go.
Spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head,
you better bob your head.
Spirit make you move your feet, you better move your feet,
you better move your feet.
Spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
I'm
like this, about to dance,
of my clothes. Yeah, cause I know I've been chosen. If the spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
If the spirit make you move your feet, you better move your feet.
Better move your feet.
If the spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Why?
I'm like David by the dance of my clothes.
Why?
Cause I know I've been chosen. I can feel the spirit all in the building. It's going down from the flow up to the ceiling. Drop the black prince of preachers and we sold a million. We independent.
Independent?
So we made a killing. And Alexis told me that we was winning. He prophesied it. I guess he knew it from the beginning. They think we deal the way we live. And the only thing we giving is the liver. I got that word, I'm the plug if you need it. The truth is what I'm speaking, I'm not trying to sound conceited. It's all God's plan, he's the mastermind. He told me it's my time and then he gave me mine. Man, if the spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
If the spirit make you move your feet, you better move your feet.
You better move your feet.
If the spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like this, but the dance on my clothes. Yeah, cause I know I've been chosen.
I'm on.
If the spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
If the spirit make you move your feet, you better move your feet.
Better move your feet.
If the spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like David by the dance on my clothes.
Why?
Cause I know I've been chosen. I enter in his courts with praises.
Praises.
You just praying, but what is you saying?
What you saying?
My blessings creeping up like Jason. You can't beat God-given, I'm just saying. You see, I make hits. I know you feel it. My ghostwriter's the Holy Spirit. You get it? I stay rapping Christ, cause he the realest. I guess this record sacrifice, cause I just killed it.
Okay.
Stop with the poker face. You know what the deal is. When haters try, I'll let you know. But look, I'm still here. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fire that I don't need the hook to end it. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fire that I don't need the hook to end it.
I'm almost ready to get this thing started, man.
All right, all right, all right. Everybody settle down,
man,
settle down. Here you
go.
The prince
on?
Is in the building.
Okay.
Now look,
okay.
I called this meeting because of
me.
What we talked about. You know, in the last meeting,
oh,
y'all was saying I need to settle down, get a regular job, live a regular life, quit living life on the edge.
Right,
you know,
right.
Get that white picket fence and everything.
I'm the one saying that.
Hey, look. I thought about it.
Oh, you thought about it?
Oh, and, nah, bruh, I ain't doing that. Sorry, kid, you just missed me, cause I ain't doing that. Please stop trying to convince me, cause I ain't doing that. You boys gotta be tripping, cause I ain't doing that. Nah, bruh, I ain't doing that.
I ain't doing
that. Sorry, kid, you just missed me, cause I ain't doing that. Please stop trying to convince me. Cause I ain't doing that. You boys gotta be trippin', cause I ain't doing that. I stick by on these tracks, boy, and that's a fact. Rewind and bring them all back. None of my rhymes are rap. I rock a ball head.
Say what?
So I can't be faded.
Okay,
you gon' wake up in the morning and find out I made it. I can't give up now, I'm so close that I can almost taste it. These rappers hatin', these preachers hatin', and they acting shaded. But gon' let them talk. I ain't gon' even trip. I'ma take them out to lunch, I'ma pay the bill, then I'ma drop a tip. I used to drive my own car when we take trips. Now we take the G6. When we land, we rent. The Escalade on the Tesla, I'm on autopilot. I set my GPS to chill, I don't do the driving. We came up like overnight, it's the appointed time. Ears ain't hear and eyes ain't see, God just blew my mind. See, I've been on my grind, seeking you shall find. It's time to shine, be on time or be left behind. You be seeking signs, signs seeking me. You see, you look for money,
the money, look for me. Oh yeah, we came from scratch, no contract, we ain't going back. I mean, I thought about it, but I ain't doing that. Nah, bruh, I ain't doing that. Sorry, kid, you just miss me, cause I ain't doing that. You stop trying to convince me, cause I ain't doing that. You boys have gotta be tripping, cause I ain't doing that. Nah, bruh, I ain't doing that. Sorry kid, you just missed me, cause I ain't doing that. Please stop trying to convince me, cause I ain't doing that. You boys just gotta be tripping, cause I ain't doing that. Nah, bruh, I ain't doing that. Nah, bruh, I ain't doing that.
I ain't doing it.
Nah, bruh, I ain't doing it. I ain't doing that. I ain't doing it.
Nah, I ain't doing it, no.
No, I ain't doing that.
Yeah.
Top flight.
We in the build.
Yeah.
We in the build.
Yeah.
We got London on the track.
When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
I used to chase up the money, I wanted the finer things. I was a trooper 98 with 2 watches and 2 chains. I was a hot boy and a fly guy and it wasn't no limit. I was putting in hours, I was punching that clock, I was trying to get it. Everything y'all say on the track, I really done lived it. You saying something you not, you rappers be tripping. I was seeking the wrong thing, Mr. Rapper Man was all about that cash. But he told me seeking first and all these other things that he soon will add. But I was moving too fast, I should have took it slow. Me and Bird was doing show after show, we was trying to blow. Asking God to open the door, but he kept telling me no. I didn't know that it was a bigger purpose he was saving me for. When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
He's the only way.
I can't deny it, I admit it. His Holy Spirit keep me at the altar on bending knee, repenting. This light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. I got no choice but to let it. No longer chasing that money, I'm stacking my riches up in heaven. I used to want the platinum plaques. I wanted y'all to know my name. House in the hills, Bentley Coupe. Rock and roll hall of fame. Now all I want is my name in the Lamb's book of life. Don't care if y'all know my name or not. Why?
Cause y'all didn't pay that price. See, he gave his life so I could be with him up in paradise. I was a pile of dirt till he blew in me the breath of life. I gotta die to myself on a daily basis in all cases, and he the only way I'm gonna make it, and I might as well face it.
When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way.
Yeah.
When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
I want you to remember this, that I'm just being ordinary, but my ordinary is your extraordinary, so you think I'm being extraordinary,
that's what they
but
think,
but I'm just being ordinary, I ain't trying to be extra spiritual,
nah,
or extra lyrical, you just don't hear me, yo,
you don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it,
in
Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it, he the realest, nothing I do no more is about to show, nothing I do no more is for the dough, and it's a free download, can't get it in the store, and even bootleggers don't have it for the low, God with me,
say what?
So ain't no stopping me, you should've stayed down, not to the top of me, trying to overthrow the boss, that's a conspiracy, your plans ain't never work, that's why y'all mad at me, or rather G-O-D, because he got my back, where Elder is weak, he picking up the slack, he blessed me,
why?
So I correct the track, I bet you rewind it, and play it back, I body boys on these beats and I ain't trying to, when the spirit moving I could preach an hour or two, so might as well get comfortable, cause here we go, but before the sermon starts, I had to let you know, that I'm just being ordinary, but my ordinary is your extraordinary, so you think I'm being extraordinary,
think I'm being extra, that's what they
but
think,
but I'm just being ordinary, I ain't trying to be extra spiritual,
nah,
or extra lyrical, you just don't hear me, yo,
you don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it, in Christ's name, I'ma kill it, he the realest,
listen,
that I'm just being ordinary, but my ordinary is your extraordinary, so you think I'm being extraordinary,
that's what they
but
think,
but I'm just being ordinary, I ain't tryna be extra spiritual, or extra lyrical, you just don't hear me, yo,
you don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it,
In
Christ's name, I'ma kill it, he the realest,
listen.